And we want to check in at that border between San Ysidro, south of San Diego, and Tijuana, Mexico, where 39 migrants were arrested yesterday trying to breach the wire on the U.S. border fence. Agents on the U.S. side responding with tear gas, which hit women and children. They were all part of a group of 5,000 migrants waiting in a stadium in Tijuana to legally seek asylum at this official port of entry. Several hundred of them were marching peacefully from the stadium to the crossing, but were stopped by Mexican police. The AP's Christopher Sherman was there, still is today. He's on a rough phone line, but we want his eyewitness account. And Chris, you say the migrants were stopped at a bridge that leads to the El Chaparral Gate on the Tijuana side, blocked by Mexican police. What happened at that point?
They stood there. Everything was calm and peaceful. They sang some songs. They chanted, "We're not criminals, we're workers." And it was that way for maybe 15 or 20 minutes. And then some people started to kind of filter around the side of the police to a lateral road that went beside the bridge lower down. And below that is where the Chaparral border crossing is.
This is a legal port of entry. These people are trying to legally seek asylum. Why were they stopped by the Mexican police?
We don't have an answer from the Mexican police about that. They had told them beforehand that they were concerned about the migrants interrupting the traffic flow at the port of entry with a large march.
But also, we understand that the port is only able to process a small number, relatively, of migrants per day, and they probably couldn't have handled that many?
That's right. And before this migrant caravan even arrived in Tijuana, there were already about 2,000 people on a waiting list, which is just an informal list that the migrants themselves keep in a little tattered book. So the migrants really face the prospect of waiting here for many months before they even have an opportunity to apply for asylum from the United States.
Look, what happened after they started coming around the Mexican police? Because the reports are that many of them started trying to climb a wall and started to break through to try to get into the port of entry.
After they were blocked by the federal police from entering the Mexican side of the port of entry, they began to move down along the Tijuana River, along the side of it. A small number of the migrants began to go down into the bottom of the river again. It's filled with concertina wire. They began to open a small space in the wire. I was just above on the bank of the river.
A woman told you that a group of men had gone down and opened some of the wire. There was a gap they were able to create and get through. How many of these hundreds, how many were actually doing that, trying to break in through the wire?
There was a group of maybe several dozen who were down there at the earthen levee.
Yeah.
Once that gap was open in the wire, that's when this woman, Ana Zuniga from Honduras, said that the agents on the U.S. side began firing tear gas. And I saw a number of tear gas canisters fired over the earthen levee into Mexico, and everyone just began running, including myself. There were a lot of women and children there. Women were passing their children off to men to try to run faster. It was complicated by the fact that there was a very strong breeze blowing in the only direction people could run. So it was carrying the gas with the people in the same direction they were running. It took a long time to run out of it.
Well, so what happens now? The Mexican officials say they're going to deport those that were arrested trying to enter the U.S. illegally. The U.S. has been asking the Mexican government to please keep the migrants on the Mexico side.
Yes, we're seeing changes already this morning. Just a block from the sports complex where the migrants had been staying, police up until this morning had just had a couple officers there to restrict vehicle traffic. However, this morning, buses of federal police have arrived, again with their shields and helmets, and have set up a barrier there and have been turning migrants back, saying they can't exit that way. It leads toward the border. The migrants this morning in general seem fairly down. I've interviewed several who think that the events of yesterday have really spoiled whatever slim chances they had to get to make their asylum cases in the United States.
That's Christopher Sherman in Tijuana at the border entry to the United States. Christopher, thank you.
Thank you.